Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus
terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Joining us now, financial strategist and money manager, Ed Butowski is back with us to talk about college saving plans for kids and grandkids as well. You've heard of the 529 program. Ed, welcome back in. Thanks for being here.
Well, thanks for having me, JT.
I had a lot of friends that did this with their kids starting early. I wish I would have done that myself. I could have avoided a lot of student loan debt, that's for sure. But I didn't jump into this and didn't live here when it seemed to be the thing to do. But it is a good program and can really help. Let's talk, first of all, about the 529 program. Are there any disadvantages to this? Is the money always going to be there if you start when your kids are born, by the time they get to be college age? Is it protected?
Well, it's not protected. The money grows tax deferred, which is a benefit. You do not get a tax deduction for putting money into it. But when it comes out tax free. So there is some tax benefits to it. But in terms of it being guaranteed, it's only as good as the investments that you put it in. And those are usually, pretty broad-based mutual funds. So historically, you've never lost any money over a 10-year period in the stock market. Actually, you've only lost 1%. Now it's between 1928, 1938, 1929, and 1939. And on average, you lost 1% then. So you have to imagine that you're going to have more money in it after you put the money in than when before you put it in.
Okay, well, as we know, the stock market can be very much like a big roller coaster. And depending on when you go to your 401k or your 529, for instance, could you end up having to pull that money for the college, checks that have to be written because your kids are now 18 and on their way, and hit the dip in that roller coaster when it is lower than, the average over a 10-year period?
Absolutely. That's why it's so good to start early. And you and I both, by the way, did not participate in the 529 plans. When I first came out, there was a lot of questions about it. It seems kind of, wonky at first. And a lot of people weren't sure about it. And only now, over the last 10 years, have people really gotten comfortable with the 529 plans. But the main thing that's changed recently are the rules with grandparents. Grandparents now... if they contribute or open up a 529 plan for their grandkids or even an aunt or an uncle, mm-hmm. It does not hurt their ability to get financial aid. And previously, if a grandparent opened up a 529 plan, it did disrupt their ability to get financial aid. And that's something that's changed recently that's a big deal on 529 plans.
Are there tax ramifications when this happens coming from a non-parent?
No, there are no. There has something to do with gift tax, and the gift tax is excluded from this. So if you go into estate planning, you'll realize that there's a certain amount of gift tax that you're allowed, and this is not part of that. So this is excluded from your gift tax.
Does it have to be a family member, an aunt or a grandparent, to contribute to somebody's 529 program? For instance, if I've got a friend who's really struggling financially, and I'd like to help out and maybe contribute some money to their child's 529 program. Same thing, am I protected? Are they protected? Are there any ramifications in that scenario?
Yes, absolutely. There's no difference between a grandparent or a friend or an aunt or an uncle. Anybody can open up a plan for anybody. Obviously you want to know the person. You can't just start opening up 529 plans for random people.
Right.
Unless you're, incredibly wealthy. But 529 plans are usually, they're all equal now. Mm-hmm. Parents and grandparents and aunts, uncles, and friends are all treated the same way when it comes to financial aid. That's the big difference between 2022 and 2023 is that now the grandparents do not disrupt their ability to get financial aid.
I like it. So as you and I both did not get involved and there were some questions about it early on, you feel pretty confident about the 529 programs and recommend folks take part in this?
I do. I really kind of beat myself over the head for not doing it for my kids. And my goodness, it sure costs a lot of money to send both my kids to college. But, you know, planning early is always the best thing because you want your money to grow for you. So even though it might hurt early on, the pain you feel later on, it's not comparable to the pain you feel early.
Yeah.
So later on, the pain you're going to feel is going to be so much more dramatic than the pain you feel early by putting the money into the 529 plan. It's much smarter to do it early on.
Yep, I'm a living, breathing example of that. And hindsight, probably should have jumped into the 529 program when it was available. But it was down the road, and my kids are both grown and out now with their own families. But yeah, if I could just go back and do some of that savings like I know I should have, it'd be a lot smoother right now. All right, well, I appreciate you. Up against the clock there, and we got to run. But thank you for the input. I appreciate you.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.